This is Passport to Texas. All year long, Texas Parks and Wildlife Magazine plans to make room in its issues to celebrate its 75th anniversary.
The biggest celebrations will be in January and December. The issue we're just putting to bed for January, February, will contain a history of the magazine and a feature on Orville Rice. And both of those are written by longtime staffers who have now retired.
I spoke with magazine editor Louis Bond in November of last year about this year's issues.
Throughout the year, we're going to do some scrapbooks of different decades and some of the funny things. We've picked out our special favorites, and we're going to be sharing those with readers every month.
But you'll have to keep tabs on the magazine to find out just what those funny things might be.
And then December is kind of a secret. We're going to do something we've never done in 75 years, and we're going to really save it as a surprise. But we'll be doing the entire issue in a different way that we've never done before. So I'm just going to hang that out there, and y'all need to hang around till December to see what kind of special fun we have for the actual month of the anniversary.
She wouldn't even tell me. And with as fast as these years are going, December will be here before you know it. The January-February issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.